Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. And we read this. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Adults, it would be very helpful if you had your Bible open at Matthew chapter 9, at verse 35. That's Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Well, good morning, boys and girls. Are you sitting up straight? Are your eyes watching? Are your ears listening? Now, I want you to imagine there's a farmer. Can you imagine there's a farmer? And this farmer, well, he had a barn. And outside of his barn, he had lots and lots of fields. And in his fields, he would grow lots of crops. In some of the fields, he would grow wheat. And some of the fields, he would grow carrots. And some of the fields, he would grow sweet corn. And in some of the fields, he would even grow Brussels sprouts. But there was a problem. You see, the farmer knew there was a big storm cloud coming. And when the storm cloud came, it would destroy all of his crops. So he had a very, very important mission. His mission was to gather all his crops and take them safely into his barn. So why am I telling you about barns and clouds and crops and farmers? Well, we read in the Bible just a minute ago that Jesus is a bit like this farmer. We read about the farmer who gathers his crops. Now, Jesus is a little bit like this farmer. His mission, though, wasn't to gather crops. It was to gather people. Let's have a look at the Bible and let's see how Jesus gathers people into his barn. So we read in Matthew chapter 9 about Jesus walking around to the towns, and he walked around to the villages, and he walked around to the synagogues with a message. A message. Now, in those days, they didn't have cars, and they didn't have bikes, they didn't even have trains or aeroplanes. Jesus had to walk everywhere. In fact, the message was so important to Jesus that he was willing to walk long, long distances to tell people. We read that Jesus has a message for everyone. Jesus had a message for everyone. So what was this message that Jesus was telling us about? What was the message he was telling everyone? He was telling people who he is and what he had come to do. His message was that there was a judgment, a day of judgment coming, and that all who believed in him would be saved and gathered into his barn. The problem is that people don't deserve to be inside the barn, but outside the barn, because of what the Bible calls sin. Now, sin is a really bad thing, and God had to send a day of judgment to sort that sin out. That is why it was an urgent message. That's why, like the farmer who was gathering crops before the storm came to destroy them and put them in the barn, that is why, like that, Jesus was going around telling everyone about his message so that they would believe in him and not be destroyed. Now, he didn't just go to some of the towns and some of the villages and some of the synagogues. He went to all of them. His message is for everyone, because everyone is in danger from the storm. Isn't that good news? That Jesus loves people so much that he is willing to go busily around telling them about his important, urgent message. Can anyone remember our church verse for the year? Anyone remember the church verse for the year? Jesus, yep. Very good. Can we say that together? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So if Jesus thinks that his message is important yesterday, then he must think the message is important today and for the future. That is why his message was so urgent. He wanted all the people today and in the future to hear it too. So let's think about why it was so urgent. Well, the answer is that Jesus sees what people really need. We saw in the Bible that Jesus saw the crowds, and he saw that there was a great danger, a cloud of judgment coming. But because they were helpless and harassed, they hadn't noticed it was coming. They looked scared and unable to defend themselves from all the bad things that were happening around them. Jesus thought they were like sheep without a shepherd. Let's think about that. To help us understand it, let's think what a shepherd does. Now, a shepherd is someone who leads sheep to safe places. He leads them to places where they can rest and they can eat. He cares for his sheep. He protects his sheep from wolves and lions, so that nothing can harm them. So if a sheep didn't have a shepherd, can you imagine what that would be like? They would be wandering around, not really knowing where they're going, looking for food and looking for somewhere to rest, and they wouldn't see the lion stalking them, getting closer and closer and closer. They would have no idea of the danger that was coming. And that is what the crowd looked like when Jesus saw them. They looked like lost, scared sheep. And they were so lost, they were unable to find their way back to safety. But the Bible tells us something. We read in the Bible, it tells us something. It says, Jesus had compassion on them. Jesus had compassion on them. Now, compassion is not a word we use very often, is it? It basically means that Jesus saw the crowd, he saw the storm coming, and he really, really wanted to help them. He wanted to gather them into his barn, away from the storm. Now, can I tell you something really amazing? That Jesus loved those people so much that he was willing to die on a cross. Now, on that cross, Jesus went under the storm cloud of God's judgment. He willingly died on a cross so that the storm of God's judgment could fall on him, so that it would never, ever fall on us. So that all people who listen to his message can be gathered safely to his barn. And this is how Jesus sees people today. That's what he sees when he looks at us, and when he looks at our families, and when he looks at our friends at school, when he looks at other countries all around the world. He really, really wants to help them. He wants to gather them into his barn. So we've learned that Jesus has a message for everyone, And secondly, that Jesus sees what people really need. Now let's go back to the farmer I talked about earlier. Now the farmer, well, he had some workers on his farm. And the workers, well, they would help the farmer gather the crops. They would go to the farmer and they would say to the farmer, what's the best way to do it? Well, and the farmer would tell them and they would gather all the crops. They would gather the wheat. They would gather the carrots. They would gather the sweet corn. And they would even gather the Brussels sprouts. That's right. And they would gather all the crops before the storm came and they would take them safely back to the barn. In a similar way, Jesus calls his disciples to action. You see, when Jesus sees the people in danger, what does he want his disciples to do? Let's have a look at the last bit of the Bible passage we read. So are we sitting up straight? Are our eyes ready? Are our ears listening? I'm going to read it. Listen very carefully. In verse 37 and 38, it says this. Then he, that's Jesus, said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest fields. Now the disciples, well, they were people that had already been gathered into Jesus' barn. They'd already been gathered in there, and they were safe. And he was telling the disciples that there were people who needed to hear his message. He tells them the situation. There is plenty to do, but they need more people to help do it. Jesus makes it clear that the disciples, that there are lots and lots and lots of people who need to know that there is a storm coming. And he wants more workers to help him to do that. Now, it's a little surprising what Jesus says to the disciples next. I mean, we expect him to say, right, well, off you go. There's lots of gathering to be done. Get on with it. But he doesn't. Does anybody know what he says? What does he say? Can you remember? Maybe get an adult helper to help you who's nearby. What does he say? It begins with A. Go on, James. Very well done. He says, ask. 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 He doesn't want them to come up with their own ideas and get together and think of the best way to do it. He doesn't even want them to invent some sort of machine that will predict when the storm cloud's going to come, because that won't work either. He says, ask. Ask first, because he is the Lord of the harvest. That means that he's the best farmer there will ever be. If anyone knows how to gather people into his barn, then it's Jesus. He is the expert harvester. The expert harvester. All they need to do is to ask Jesus to send out the right workers at the right time. He wants them to ask to send workers to gather people who are helpless and harassed and who are in danger of being destroyed by the cloud of judgment. So if that's what Jesus says to his disciples back then that must be what he wants us to do today and in the future. For those of us who are like the disciples, he wants us to pray and ask, to send people out, to gather people to his barn, so that they can be saved from the storm that's coming. But when we pray, We shouldn't pray expecting him to send just other people out. We should pray expecting him to send us out too, for us to gather people, to gather people into his barn, even pirates. And when we've gathered them into the barn and they become disciples of Jesus, then they ask Jesus to send out more workers. And that means that pirates will get sent out too. And they go down and gather someone else to the barn. Off you go, pirate, go and gather someone else. Go on, James. And when he's gathered that person, they go into the barn and they're safe and they've become disciples of Jesus and they ask Jesus to send people out to the harvest. And then they go out and they go and collect more people. We'll stop there because we could be here a long time. There's not a big enough barn for those many people. Thank you, guys. And they come into the barn and they become disciples and they go out and get more people. I gotta sit down, guys. Well done. After all, there is plenty of harvesting to be done, isn't there? The harvest is plentiful. Well, maybe you haven't yet been gathered into Jesus' barn. In fact, maybe you had no idea that there was a storm cloud coming in the first place. Well, can I urge you to accept Jesus for who he is and what he did for you on the cross so that you can be gathered safely to his barn? And as I close, I want to ask you one question. Are you listening? Where would you rather be? Where would you rather be when the storm cloud comes? Outside the barn, in danger, or inside the barn, in safety? Let's pray. Lord God, we are so thankful for Jesus, that he came down to earth with a message and a mission to save everyone from the storm of your judgment. We are sorry for the times we haven't listened to that message, but we thank you that he loved us so much that he died on a cross to save us from the danger that we are in. Help us to be people who ask Jesus to send out workers who will gather others into your barn. Amen.